So the Jewish rats who've burrowed their way deep into the bowels of the deep state, the swamp that is the deep state, are really getting sloppy, right? With this kid, I mean, it shows you that they're a little bit, they're desperate, right? This means that they're lacking the kind of operational support within the agencies, within the rank and file of these various agencies who would be ordinarily the mechanics of such an assassination attempt, right? Because no matter who you have at the top in the civilian leadership, the civilian leadership's not going to go out there with AR-15s and attempt to pick off Trump. They need to have people who are going to be the ones who are going to pull the trigger. And typically, that would come from the right wing, right? But the right wing is firmly in supporting Trump. And so you only have left and right. I've gone into this before. I don't want to go into it again, but the left wing is we'll get into that later. Basically, the types of people who would be the trigger men in operations like this, they're all Trump supporters, right? So the Jewish infiltration of the deep state at the top of the civilian leadership of these organizations, because that's how the Jews do it nowadays. Jews can't work up through the rank and file of these organizations because Jews don't do that kind of stuff, right? Only goyim do that. So the Jews just bribe, blackmail, pay off, and offer lucrative deals to civilian leaderships, personnel that are at the various intelligence agencies and in the military. So the Jews, they only control the top of the civilian leadership, but not the whole rank and file. That's the only type of person in these organizations that the Jews can pay off, and who would have the power to implement such a, or ac implement and actualize such an operation as the assassination of a political candidate, in this case, Trump. No matter how willing the Jewish leadership and the Jewish-controlled civilian leadership would be to a plan to assassinate Trump, they can't do it themselves, right? They need special forces type to pull off the crime. So, and let's just take a look at the civilian leadership of the deep state. Well, first of all, FBI is not really so much deep state, but it is in many regards. It's headed by this fucking schmuck traitor named Christopher Wray. Nobody likes him, right? And he's a lightweight in among the intelligentsia of the intelligence community, even though he's the head of the FBI. He's a lightweight because nobody likes him, even within that organization, thanks largely to persons like myself, who are describing to the rank and file of these organizations, this guy's a piece of shit, this turd. He's there for the money, right? And he's active in supporting the kind of diversions designed to bring harm to both the agency and to every single man, woman, and child in the United States of America. Right? Because he's working for the BlackRocks and the Blackstones and the Jewish banking cartels is who Ray's working for. He's a money man. That's it. Okay. So, and most agents know this, and they know that they know what he is, you know. And so, but so traditionally though, these agencies like the FBI, CIA, and more recently, the NSA and now Homeland Security, which is a new agency since well, new agency is 22, 23 years old, something like that now, 24 years old. They would be the types who would be involved in such attempts on the life of a president or an ex-president. That would be within the FBI and CIA's purview there. But because they are just because the civilian leadership is such obvious sniveling pieces of shit, they don't engender the kind of support from within their organizations that like what's the guy's name back in the 1920s to 1950s, what was his name, the head of the FBI? Oh, can't remember his name, but he called himself Mary. He used to like to dress and drag. I can't remember the name. J. Edgar Hoover. Okay. So, back then, everybody was right wing that would have been joining these organizations. So they would go along with it. If you said that Kennedy was, say, a traitor to our right wing cause, let's go get him. And they would find, it would be fertile ground for persons within the rank and file in order to effectuate such an operation. Okay. But we don't have that anymore because it's so obvious, this destruction. And the type of people who join the FBI are not woke social justice warriors. They're trying very desperately, the Jews, to replace all the types of dedicated people who would be there to defend our nation with this like woke LGBT gender Q ideology, right? They're trying their best to do that through the diversity, through this bogus rubric of diversity, which came and bit the Secret Service in the ass, because we see what good diversity has done there. They have these three women or two women scrambling around. They're scared shitless. And then when they're pushing Trump into the van, you can see these girls. They're scared. They know that all the cameras on them, because it's just been an attempt on the life of Trump's, and they can see there's cameras all around. So they're acting, they're play acting for the camera. And you can see as they hustle Trump into the van, you can see they're playing Starsky and Hutch, or whatever the police drama that they watched on TV as a kid. They're playing that out there. They're playing the role of Secret Service. They're looking around as if they're tough agents. They were ca scared, little, ineffective, ineffectual, weak cowards. They don't know what they're doing, and they do not belong in that position. I don't give a fuck about this. I don't care if they're a woman, or a Pacific Islander, or LGBTQ, or mentally impaired. There are certain roles for certain jobs that are appropriate for people who have the kind of merit that would warrant them being in that position, right? It's like trying to run a nuclear power plant, and it's like saying, we have to have a diversity plan. We have to have a lot of different types of people to run the nuclear power plant. So not only experts who know how to effectively and safely run a nuclear power plant, but we also have to have people, because there's diversity, who know nothing about running a nuclear power plant and who don't know anything about it, because that's fair, because we have to have diversity. So experts and then non-experts, right? And the mathematics contest, we need to give awards to people who are really good at mathematics, but we have to make sure that we give prizes to those who really don't know anything about mathematics. They don't know what 2 plus 2 is, they say 2 plus 2, they say 7. We need to give awards to them because it's fairness, And airline pilots for your 747, you're going to take a trip to Hawaii. Well, United Airlines is going to announce new diversity hiring. Not only are we going to have like former Air Force pilots, most of whom are white, no, shame on you. Shame on you. You can't have all these white people. We want a little black child to fly the 747, and a person who is mentally abled, a retarded person. We need a retarded person, a person with Down syndrome, because we have to be fair, because that's diversity. How would you feel getting on the plane when United Airlines announced, okay, this is Jimmy's first flight. Jimmy has Down syndrome. We trained him for a couple weeks, and we think Jimmy's ready, so enjoy your flight across the Atlantic Ocean with Jimmy, and then the plane takes off and goes. That's diversity hire when, for the sake of diversity hire, when there's no purpose for diversity hire. Okay. So, anyways, so that's the FBI. It's Christopher Wray. Now let's go on to we have Alejandro Mayorkas over at Department of Homeland Security. Okay, the guy's like a dweeb. He looks like a little Egbert. When they question him at congressional hearings, and they say, "You are a complete fuck up. You did this, this, this. And what the hell are you doing?" He's like, he's like an Egbert, like a little egg-headed, little miniature Egbert. But he's a Jew. And as you know, as we all know, if we have two brain cells in our head, we all know what What is a Jew who's in the FBI, CIA, NSA, U.S. military at a very high level? What do we call those? They are called a Sayanim. Sayanim. A Sayanim is a spy for Jewish money powers and a spy for Israel. That's what a Sayanim is. And all Jews in top positions of power are expected to work primarily for the interests of the Jewish money power and the state of Israel. That's who they're loyal to. That's why they're making laws that say you're not allowed to say that Jews in the United States government or Jews in the United States in general have a higher loyalty to Israel over anything than the United States or to the Jewish narratives, the Jewish money power, the Jewish interests over any perceptible interests, any perceptible American interests. They would have much more loyalty to Israel and Jewish issues. That's just how it works, man. Okay, if you don't like that, then you don't know about what a Sayanim is. If you don't like that, then you don't know the history of Jews. But if you know the history of Jews, if you're an educated person, if you've taken the time, if you're not caught in TV world, if you don't get all your views from the TV world and nobody watches anymore, then you'll understand this stuff. If you're glued to the television, like the baby boomers are, and I know friends of them, you're just going to do what the TV tells you to do. And the TV says, oh, the incident they called the attempted assassination of Trump an incident. Oh, that's an incident. And, okay, so the baby boomers don't know anything about what they're doing. Okay, so this like assassination attempt at Trump was one of the most sloppiest intelligence fuck-ups that I've ever seen, certainly, and possibly one of the most sloppy intelligence operations in the history of the agency. I mean, it's literally the meme of the guy, the stick figure that is holding a stick and he's prodding something on the ground, and he's prodding the shooter on the ground, saying, "Come on, shoot Trump," or "Come on, shoot straight." Literally, it's a meme like that. So, and then we go to the woman who's the head of the Treasury. I don't remember her name. It's not important. She's doesn't matter. She too is a diversity hire. Oh, what's her diverse? She's a woman. It's not very diverse, but that's good enough for the Jews who are crafting these narratives of inclusion and narratives of diversity to trick the American people, while these diversity hires get in there and they literally destroy the United States from the inside. Okay, so she said that we want to transform the agency into one of diversity, and so you're gonna have like a midget, and yeah, we need midgets guarding the president, and maybe a Pacific Islander and a Peruvian woman, a small peasant, a Peruvian peasant, a small black child, a Pacific Islander. Did I say Pacific Islander? Yeah, I think the a mentally challenged person. Hi, I'm Kimmy, and I'm gonna support the president. I'm sure you're gonna. It's not gonna work out. Now, the idea of presidential security should just simply be the toughest, meanest, most alert, largest, quickest, best shooter that you can have, and that's demonstrated by years and years of experience doing it. Not just because there's a woman, or because they're a Pacific Islander, or because because this woman is saying, this woman who's in charge of Secret Service, who, again, she's not important. She's just a nameless, faceless bureaucrat. Okay, so who cares what her name is? And she's saying, "I want 30% women." Well, what about blacks? Well, we have enough blacks. What about Pacific Islanders? What about retarded people? What about mentally challenged people? What about small Peruvian women? What about small What about black teenage girls in the ghetto? In the, you know, these are all check. These all check off check diversity check boxes. Why don't you just have teenagers from the ghetto? Why not? That's a diversity checkbox, and that's all liberal, so-called liberal or left liberalism is. It's a series of checkboxes that the Jews are using to trick those who identify as left liberal. Right? And it would be mostly these baby boomers at this point, and some other groups that have been hoodwinked by this woke, Jewish woke ideology. Now, regarding the kid, Matthew Thomas Crooks, whatever his name is, the kid traveled throughout the United States to participate in the riots by that loosely connected, highly decentralized array of autonomous protesters called Antifa, which is one of the most hierarchical, rigidly controlled U.S. covert U.S. Israeli intelligence operations. Yeah. Antifa, which emerged right after Trump's presidency, Antifa was run by the deep state. 100,000,000%. It's a U.S.-Israeli intelligence operation. Easy to see. Easy to see. That's why every single U.S. politician says, oh, no, no, no. When you ask, what is Antifa? They all say the same thing. It's not an organization, they say. It's a loosely connected ideology. I see. says the intelligentsia of the deep state, the William Barrs of the world, the Christopher Reyes of the world, the deep state scum. They all rattle off the same line. Every politician, every senator, every congressman, they say the same thing. That's how you know that Antifa is a rigidly controlled, rigidly hierarchical, absolutely covert U.S.-Israeli intelligence operation from start to finish, from morning to night, from beginning to end. It's an intelligence operation. The kids don't know this. They're just dupes. Right? They're just kids who are angry. There's plenty of those around. Right? And so what these people do, what the deep state does, what this represents actually, I remember when I was in after the George Floyd was murdered sometime, I think it was 2020, something like that. They had all these Antifa came out of nowhere and was everywhere, and there was a huge protest in New York City. So I went to observe this protest, and it was an Israeli operation. It was all Israelis at the head of the marches, and it was a lot of Israeli kids that were working in it. So how they get the loyalty of these kids? They were young, a lot of goyim, but they were just cattle. There were a lot of white people kids, but they were all cattle. They were being herded around by groups of Israeli intelligence with walkie-talkies. Yeah, I saw the whole thing, and then I walked up to a group of kids that was in Brooklyn, and they were all wearing black on a hot summer day. And I said, "So, you guys look like Antifa." "Yeah, yeah, yeah." I said, "Oh, well, you know that Antifa is run by the Jewish bankers, right?" "Oh, I don't know. We don't know. We know it's a loosely connected organization." I said, "No, it's run by the Jewish money power and the State of Israel and the U.S. intelligence. That's who's running Antifa." And they were a little bit astonished, a little bit taken back. Who knows? I mean, they're not going to tell all the Jewish kids that are participating in this, because these kids look like Jews, actually. They had dark skin. So if they weren't Jewish, they were certainly from that area, definitely. And as they're telling me that it's a loosely connected, it's no organization, a giant tractor trailer, big truck pulls up, and a guy gets out with a clipboard and opens up the rear gate of the truck, and he starts checking off boxes, and there's a guy in the truck unloading supplies for the kids, and then the truck, he checks it, takes it up, checks it off, closes the door, goes up to the next delivery, to the next group of kids that are waiting on the street corner. They were waiting on the street corner in Broadway, in Brooklyn, at the corner of like Broadway and around Kosciuszko Street, somewhere around there, right? And so that's no loosely organized group. It's an intelligence operation. Now, you know, when you have when you look at these things, you have to look at the persons that are involved. So you have the I like to call the Jewish the I like to say that the United States is divided up into quasi-factional Jewish networks, let's say. So you have the so-called liberal Jewish money power, and that would be like BlackRock, Blackstone, United Nations, Larry Fink, you know, Wall Street, the carbon fear hysteria. That's the left-wing Jew, you know, liberal Jew, wokeness, and you know, maybe the think tanks, the World Economic Forum. I don't know, the foundations, Hollywood, mainstream media, big pharma, the pedophiles, you know, and more recently, maybe the organ trade, you know, but that's also crossing over to the right-wing Jew money. But this represents the you will own nothing, you will be happy sort of like crowd and mentality, right? So they're counting on big profits from this bullshit carbon scam called the carbon market, right? This hysteria, this environmental hysteria that manifests itself for the Jew. A banker as very lucrative fees, a new regime of fees that the Jew bankers can charge us all to use their oceans and their rivers and their forests and their jungles and their streams and their mountains. The Jews said they're all, we own them now. They're ours. The oceans are ours. The mountains are all ours. All the fish and all the air you breathe is all ours. Us Jewish bankers, we own it now. And we're going to put price tags right on it. And we're going to collect fees. Because that's what us Jew bankers have been doing for 2,000 years. We're fee takers. That's what Jews are. They're toll booth keepers, right? At the highest level. Not every Jew. I know Jews that are not toll booth keepers, fee takers. But at the apex of Jewish power, it's about fee. Taking. They're the fee takers. They're the rentiers. They're the ones who do nothing but bullshit us, steal our property and our land and our gold and our assets and our dignity. Our dignity. So they got sloppy. Now, I'll say this. You know, they, these groups, who are hell-bent at dividing our nation. I mean, these are the same people that are, you know, that will parade an 8-year-old boy dressed in drag queen outfit through the aisles of ABC Television's Good Morning America studio audience while the audience is clapping and cheering because there's a guy with an applause sign holding up the sign. They don't show you that there's a guy with an applause sign holding up the sign telling everybody, now you clap when the 8-year-old child dressed as a woman comes down, gets on the floor and starts stripping and spreading his legs for the camera. You're supposed to clap and cheer because we have a Jewish guy with a sign saying applaud. We've been doing that for 60, 70 years now. The television is nothing more than a bunch of Jewish produced shows with guys with applause signs. That's all Jewish television is, right? And so you see all the goyim, yay! The 8-year-old is stripping and spreading his legs and shaking his ass at the camera. 8-year-old boy dressed as a woman. Okay. So this whole network, all this climate bullshit, and all this transgender mania that has replaced a normal understanding of the world with this like overlay, like I say, and they do it, they've largely done it through the television, this overlay that they've draped over the trellis work of the American nation. It's a this fake overlay that they've draped onto the American people and the American television networks and the political establishment. It's an overlay of transgender children, LGBTQ, and carbon fear. And that's it. And through these two overlays, they're able to divide our nation, because half of the people, the so-called liberals, will cheer on, yes, the eight-year-old is spreading his legs dressed as a woman on ABC's Good Morning America. And if you want to see that show, it's called The Amazing Desmond, I think, or The Incredible Desmond, or something like that. And this is what they're pushing. So, I mean, you know, now, if Trump gets in, that's the end of that. For sure, it's going to come to an end. It will not be able to survive another Trump presidency. The carbon Jewish mania, fee taking, it's probably also not going to work out for the Jews. I think that there's enough people waking up that, you know, there's a good reason to care about the environment, 100%. Yes, it is not a good idea to pollute, and we need to make sure we do not pollute. We need to make sure we take care of the environment. Having a fat, old, bald, billionaire Jew piece of shit like Larry Fink in charge of the environment is not the direction that will protect the environment. That's the direction that will fill the pockets of the fat, old, big, fat, old, bald Jew billionaire Larry Fink and his Jewish cohorts that he is representing. It's just a way to fill the pockets of the Jews, the carbon tax, the carbon mania, carbon, carbon, carbon. It's just a money-making fee structure that they're trying to implement and drape over our nation that we built and charge us all now for the trees and the oceans that the Jew has decided that they now own and control. Isn't that nice? Oh, okay. Now, you know, nobody likes this shit, and if Trump comes into power, that's not going to work. And all those people in the think tanks, and all the fellowships, you know, all the fellows in the think tanks, their fellowship ain't going to be worth shit. Because as we know, what is a fellowship in Washington, D.C.? What's a fellowship? Okay, repeat after me. A fellow in Washington is a spy for Israel, or a tool of the Jewish banking cartels and the Jewish pharmaceutical poisoning industry. That's it. That's it. That's it. There may be some tiny, minuscule amount of people that have the title fellow in Washington that actually are interesting academics, you know, and that have good ideas. But those will be the ones that the Jews use just to educate the Jews, because Jews don't know what they're doing. So they'll hire some academics to be fellows. Those will give the truthful ideas to the Jews who run the think tanks, and then the Jews will figure out a way to subvert and undermine those authentic and genuine and credible ideas and just pervert them and use them as a way to buttress the state of Israel and the Jewish money power. That's what all think tanks are for, at least the ones that are influential. There may be some non-influential think tanks that nobody gives a flying shit for, but those don't count. Only the ones that count, those are all there specifically to transfer the money assets to the Jews and to strengthen the state of Israel. That's basically how you have to look at the infrastructure, this industry, the think tank industrial complex, let's say, okay? It's a bunch of scumbags that they give $10,000 to $60,000 a year to sit there and promote Team Jew. That's what a fellow is in Washington. Team Jew. You're going to get this 50 grand. If you're lucky, it's going to be 50. If you're not, it's going to be 10. And if you're really unlucky, it's going to be nothing, just a title. You're still going to work for Jew money power. Because that Jew gives you a title. And you're so proud of yourself that you got a title, you're going to do whatever Jew tells you to do. But it's better if the Jew gives you 50 grand, then, woo, they own you. And then if you're really smart, and you do a good job for that Jew, you move up the ladder. Or the Jews move you up the ladder. They give you a position on a board of director. Or they promise you one after you get out. That's how power works. That's how the Jewish controlled power in Washington was Jewish control. So the Jews control Washington. They control your senator. They control your politician. They control the media. They own it, right? They control the medical establishment. They control big pharma. Easy to see. Easy to prove. Easy to see how that, because the names are all Jewish mostly. And the ones that aren't, they're taking money from Jews or they're bribed or blackmailed by Jews. So it's a Jewish, they run the tables in Washington 100%. Run the tables, Jews. Control everything. Easy. The only people that say, oh, no, how dare you say that Jews control the media? Can you imagine? What a joke that is. Yeah, okay. So, look. So a lot of people say, well, you know, as soon as this thing happened, you get so many people that are going, it's a false flag, you know, or this is fake as fuck, you know. Okay, well, can you be more specific? So let's go through the various scenarios here. Okay, so let's first describe what it's not before we describe what it is or what it could be. What it's not definitely is something that Trump himself was involved in. Do you think that Trump's going to be involved with anything that has to do with shooting a projectile at his face, whether it was a pea shooter or an AR-15 or a pellet gun in order just to take the ear, a piece of the ear off? Whatever it is, Trump's, if you know Trump, you'll know he's not going to be involved in anything like that. He's not so stupid. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Have a 20-year-old kid shoot at me. And then I'm keeping my fingers crossed that he's a good shot. Trump would not be into that. And plus, if somebody ever proposed something like that to him, he would know it was a setup. He would think it was a setup that dared to kill him. So he wouldn't. So we can rule out that Trump had anything to do with it. Absolutely did not. Okay, so let's take a look at who could have been. Well, since they chose some kid who is absolutely some, like, absolutely, you know, unhinged kid. He was in a BlackRock commercial, by the way. Oh, oops. You know, and so together with the fact that he was flown around the country or drove around the country, participating in Israeli intelligence operations called Antifa, these are points of contact of the deep state to this kid. So the BlackRock commercial that he was in, very suspicious, man, that the kid's in a BlackRock commercial. Oh, my God. Okay. And then the kids driving or being flown around Antifa protests, these are what's called points of contact. These are points of contact between the deep state and this kid, this crazy, nutty kid. But the fact that you would have the deep state putting their faith in the operation of a kid like that, letting a kid like this shoot in the direction of their own employees. Because I seriously would doubt that the actual Secret Service agents themselves would be happy being told, okay, here's the plan. We're going to have this 20-year-old kid on the roof. Now, you're going to be behind Trump. The kid's going to be firing a bunch of bullets at you. So, you know, duck. So the agents themselves, maybe one or two of them could be compromised, but not all of them. I don't think so. Maybe the women were compromised, right? Because they were there, and we're seeing this mostly. Formerly oppressed classes that suddenly become empowered generally will kiss up to authority. That's what we're seeing. So that's why you see like the gay men, the San Francisco gay men's choir singing about everybody get vaccinated, because when you have a class of people who have been so brutally suppressed, when they finally get liberated and accepted, not only are they no longer suppressed, but they're now the principal sort of protagonists, let's say, or the heavily promoted groups, most protected, most heavily promoted groups besides Jews in the United States and in the Western world is LGBTQ, the most protected, most privileged group right at this time. So when that process happens, they become instruments of that authority that was formerly oppressing them, but which is now advancing their position to the top. So they will be deeply, 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 deeply loyal to the establishment, and whatever the establishment line is, it will largely be picked up by gays, LGBTQ, so forth. To their credit, there are some drag queens that are supporting Palestine, but I'm not looking for that to have too much, you know, too much power. Okay, so you have these factional Jewish groups. One is the liberal Jew money power, and this would be like the Jeffrey Epstein. This would be the child sex networks. That was all Israeli Mossad. Ari Ben Manash told us that. He was a former Mossad head, and he made it very clear that the Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell child sex network was an Israeli Mossad operation whose purpose was to compromise American political figures and get them to do what they're told. And as we know, Trump put an end to all the fun, because it was Trump who pushed the Justice Department to go after Jeffrey Epstein. And the Justice Department had no choice at this point but to do it. They didn't want to. Certainly Bill Barr wouldn't have initiated a move against Epstein. Bill Barr supported Epstein. His father supported Epstein. Bill Barr, who was a former Attorney General for the United States. That fucking, another fat dweeb, but another stalwart of U.S. intelligence agencies and U.S. establishment. Him and his father go back a long way. So they would be the ones who were supplying the children to the networks of power throughout the world. And there's many organizations such as that. Jean-Luc Brunel's organization was doing the same. And even though the Epstein operation got shut down, there's many operations that have surfaced. And now, especially, that the right wing, and here's some of the crossover between left wing Jew money and the right wing Jew money power, and the left wing objectives and the right wing Jew money objectives. In Ukraine, we see the military industrial complex, which would have been the traditionally on the right wing, are doing the bidding of the Jew left wing, because who owns the military industrial complex? It would be BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard. They don't own it. They don't have to own it. They own the governance of it. So if you control it, you don't have to own it. And how do you control it? All you have to own is 7 to 13% of the stocks. Then you own more stocks than any other stockholder. You control it, because you put more board members in and you make more decisions. You could hire and fire presidents of that corporation. And you could put a Jewish president or a Jewish CEO, if the existing president or the existing CEO of Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, Boeing, Intel, whoever, doesn't toe the Jewish line, get rid of him, because you now own 13% of that stock, Larry Fink, BlackRock, and then he sets the next board of directors at the board of director election, and then they get rid of the old board of directors, they put the Jewish ones that are there to advance the Jewish agenda, and then suddenly there's a lot of changes within the organization structure of Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, Boeing, General Dynamics, Intel, Halliburton, you know, the whole Raytheon, the whole spectrum there, Lockheed, the whole spectrum, and then they put their people in the engineering department, and those people just siphon off all the technology secrets, and they send them right over to Israel, and Israel then sells them to their senior partner, China. That's just how it works. That's how the world works. That's it. It's very simple to see. And then if you're not going along with it, they will either bribe you with money or with a child sex incident that they will catch on film, like a la Jeffrey Epstein. And then you'll definitely do what they want you to do, because they have you on camera fucking a child that they set up at an Epstein-type operation, Lolita Island, Lolita Airline, Lolita Express, whatever the current manifestation of the Jewish-controlled child sex networks. Now, here's the confluence when it comes to Ukraine. Right now, the Ukrainian conflict is so important to both left and right, because the left, there's no left anymore, it's all right-wing, but the ones who call themselves left and the ones that the idiotic right-wing called left would be the BlackRock, would be the woke agenda. Well, they own the companies that are profiting from the Ukrainian conflict, right? So when Joe Biden announced $60 billion to Ukraine, none of that money goes to Ukraine. It goes to Lockheed Martin, Boeing, Northrop Grumman, Halliburton, General Dynamics, right? It doesn't go to Ukraine. They say, well, this is earmarked for Ukraine. No. Maybe $1 billion goes over to Ukraine to keep Zelensky's in rich so he could buy yachts. He's bought several 300-foot yachts. He's bought these mansions all throughout the world. Oh, no, says the fact checkers. That's just a Russian propaganda. No, he's bought several giant yachts, and he's bought villas in France and Spain and Miami, in a lot of countries. Zelensky's a very rich man because he's getting the money from the United States to just keep the plan going. And this keeps the money flowing to Lockheed Martin and Northrop Grumman and all this stuff. And who gets that money? Well, who's the principal shareholder? Well, BlackRock. Okay, Jewish liberal Jew. See how complex this gets? It's not that complex. It all goes back to one entity, Jewish money power. That's it. Okay, so... You know, Trump, you'd think that since Trump, you know, was very favorable in words and in some deeds to Israel, you'd think that this other half of the Jew money power, their right-wing Jew money power, okay, so we've dealt with the left wing. Now let's talk about the right wing. All right, well, Trump, the right-wing Jewish money power would be the Likud Party, Benjamin Netanyahu, State of Israel, the Republican Party, and Trump. That's the right-wing of the Jewish money power, right? Military-industrial complex. But you see, Trump is popular on surface only in terms of the Israeli mess over there. You know, he never gave them the wars they want, but he did assassinate Soleimani. Okay, so he assassinated it. He gave them what they wanted. They wanted to kill a popular Iranian leader, Soleimani. The Jews wanted him dead. So Trump did that. and then Trump allowed Israel to annex territory in the Golan Heights near Syria and the West Bank. And now Gaza, Trump will allow Israel to go in and steal and kill people, Palestinian land in Gaza. 100% he's going to allow that because he's got to do something for all this Jewish money that's pouring in. However, Elon Musk just promised him more money than the Jews. Well, they say, oh, he's a Jew. I haven't seen convincing that. Somebody said his grandmother was Jewish and stuff, but it's not like convincing, but it might be the case. He's a strange. He's an outlying figure, not a strange figure, but he's an outlying figure. It's hard to pin Musk down. Musk is a person who makes things. That's not what Jews do. Jews don't make stuff, remember? Jews just steal the money from everybody who makes stuff by giving them loans and stuff like that. So Elon Musk is a manufacturer. That's not typically what Jews do, man. Jews don't care about inventing new things. They just want to suck the blood of those who do invent new things. That's how Jews have been doing it. Okay, so that doesn't fit in with the idea that Musk is a Jew. Building rockets that go up in there and then land on their feet. Again, I'm not promoting Musk because there's a lot of things that he's doing that I'm not that I am in pretty much disagreement with. I don't like the Neuralink. I don't like the electric cars. I don't want an electric car. I do not want to get testicular cancer by sitting on an electric field that is so powerful and cutting your body up in absolute massive doses of electromagnetic radiation. You do not want to drive around in a Tesla. But let those who want to, let them drive a Tesla. Go ahead. Good luck with your testicles, your ovaries, and that leukemia that you are going to get. And remember what I said here. There's going to be a massive increase in leukemia in the next 20 years because of electric cars. And it'll be directly tied to those who are driving electric cars. So you're going to get blood-borne diseases, leukemia. Now, But the thing about Trump is he never gave them the wars they wanted. Instead, he gave Netanyahu a golden key to the White House, an honorary golden key. You know, yeah, the golden key doesn't fit in any door at the White House. It's made out of plastic, the key, and it's spray painted gold. It's not really gold. And Benjamin Netanyahu is looking at this key in this big pomp and circumstance ceremony, and he's there, and Trump gives him the key, and while Trump sits there, like, you know, how Trump sits like this with his hands like that, and Netanyahu is going, I'm getting a fucking key. I want a war in Iran. I want a war. I want the destruction of Syria. I want the destruction of my neighbors. Trump didn't give him that. Gave him a plastic spray-painted gold key. So that's how Trump works, right? And that I kind of can appreciate, giving Benjamin Netanyahu a fucking plastic key that doesn't do shit, but making it sound like, wow, look at this key to the White House. I love it. So, but there's a lot of crossover right now, and that's what we're seeing, is just, you know, all this, well, there's just so much crossover between this liberal Jew money and the conservative Jew money. One of the major crossovers is that in the Ukrainian conflict, there's something like 80,000 children missing, and where did they go? It's not like in Gaza where they're under the rubble, right? Where they're dead and under the rubble, right? I mean, you can count their dead bodies. No, they've just disappeared. Well, who are the leading procurers of child sex workers for the Jewish child sex networks? Is the Israelis are the ones that have been involved in there. Israelis prefer the Ukrainians because they're blonde, right? So they prefer Ukrainian children, basically. So there's 80,000 children that are now have been absorbed into the Israeli-run child sex networks. That's just reality. And then the other thing is the organ harvesting. So many of those children will face sexual abuse, and then they will have their organs removed. They're under the control of the Israeli networks because it is not against the law in Israel to do this. Okay, it's not against the law to run a child sex network in another country. And if you do get caught in that other country and you get extradited to Israel, you're good. You're good. No problems. No jail time for you for running a child sex brothel like the one that the former Israeli military guy was running in Colombia. He had a brothel full of children, and all these Israelis were going over there fucking the kids. The Colombia government said, what the fuck is going on here? Extradited him to Israel because he should have served the rest of his life in a prison in Colombia. But no, they extradited him to Israel, and he's good. He's good. He's good. No problem. Running a child sex brothel, a very famous case. You don't hear about it much because Jews control the media. It's out there. You can get that article. But Jews control the media, so it's not going to appear on ABC. Just the kid who's, you know, prancing around, and he's prancing around dressed as a woman and spreading his legs for the camera, and everybody's cheering him on. So there is this crossover. Yes, the military-industrial complex would ordinarily be this conservative Jewish organization. Ordinarily, it would be a conservative American organization, but everything now in America is Jewish. But it's crossover to the so-called liberal Jew, the Larry Fink, because Larry Fink owns the conservative Jewish infrastructure. He owns it. At least he owns the power to control the decision-making of the infrastructure of Jewish power, the corporations. Fink makes the decisions. He's a Jew. Right? So the overarching and undergirding principle that must be kept in mind is that both sides of this Jewish money power, the ultimate goal is the destruction and the elimination of the Caucasian genotype, right? and the advancement of Ashkenazi genotype, the Ashkenazi Jewish bloodlines. So it's the elimination of the European and Caucasian, or the watering down, or the destruction of the European and Caucasian genotypes, and the advancement of Jewish genotypes. And we have plenty of their top Jewish religious and academic leaders on video and in their writing making that quite clear. It's hunting season on whitey, on white people, basically. That is the overarching Jewish agenda for the past 2,000 years. And that's unchanged. Right? So that and stealing all of our money, asset stripping, which is what's going on, and which is, of course, the only reason why anyone still pretends to care about these parasitic people and their methodologies that Jews are subjecting the world to. It's because they have the money. So everybody has to pretend that they care about Jewish Jewish issues and have to do and believe what these Jewish money people are telling them to do and believe. So both the liberal and the conservative Jews desperately want the Ukraine war to continue. That's the source of children. That's where the kids are coming for the child sex act. Sex networks, and that is a very strong and a very attractive thing for these Jewish cartels, the liberal Jews. They like to fuck kids, and they have unlimited access to them right now, facilitated by Jews. It's not Christians that are running the Jewish child sex network. It's not Islamic people that are running those networks. It's not Buddhist. It's not Hindu. It's Jews. So, and of course, the organ harvesting networks are all Jewish. Again, it's not Chinese. They'll say, it's a Chinese organ harvest. No. The main procurers of organs on the international organ harvesting trade are Jews. And there's been plenty of stories that make that clear. So don't believe me, just go search. But don't search on Google. Find other search engines, because Google is busy erasing all access to that information. These things represent a confluence of the liberal and the so-called conservative Jewish money power, Jewish interests. And these may be put in jeopardy or under a second Trump presidency, so they do not want to see a second Trump presidency. And the fact that the Secret Service let that kid run all over the place for such a long time and they did nothing is so suspicious. So Mayorkas may look like Alejandro Mayorkas, who's the Homeland Security chief, the Cuban Jew, may look and talk like a little egghead Jew. But he's part of the Jewish money power, and they're all on the same team. And right now it appears that the Jews are in full takeover mode, right? They're moving very fast. Maybe because they're afraid. Maybe because they see their window of opportunity closing. They certainly have amassed enough money. They certainly have printed printed our economy into oblivion. And they've given that money to themselves. And of course, as soon as the Jew prints up trillions of dollars, the first thing the Jews do is give those trillions of dollars to themselves so that they can get out of that green garbage, Jewish garbage, and get into what? Real estate, real things, real gold, real stuff, not fake Jew, green money, Jew. The Jews just print that up because they know we got to pay for that. We're going to be paying the interest on those bonds. Right? When the Jews issue a tranche of bonds at a bond sale, or whatever it is, 50 billion, 100 billion, a trillion, whatever the bond sale is, and the only buyers at this point are the Jewish Federal Reserve, and they give that money through their Jewish commercial banks to themselves. They buy our homes. They outcompete the American family for our homes, put us on the street, and then rent our homes back to us as the owners of the American dream. Now, yeah, you will own nothing, says the Jew. But then who's going to own everything? Well, the Jews. So the you will own nothing mentality doesn't apply to Jews. It just applies to you, white goyim. It just applies to American people, the people. So the Jew is telling the people, you will own nothing, you will rent everything, and you're going to rent it from us Jews. That's the Great Reset. That's the Jew World Order. That's the truth about your world. So you either do something about it, right? But this is the world that I've just described, how it works, you know. Now, I never really liked Trump's, you know. I could never stand this guy. I don't like the fact that he's throwing scraps of meat to the Jews. I wouldn't give him the shit off the floor. I wouldn't give them anything. They're the richest, most privileged people in the world, and I don't like the direction it's going. So I don't like Trump. You know, but I'll be happy to see him mop the floor with that corrupt Jewish puppet piece of shit called Joe Biden. Yeah, of course, right? Because at least they're probably not going to forcibly plunge a needle into my arm under Trump. I don't think so. Yeah. Like I said, the good thing about Trump is he never gave the Jews the wars that they wanted. And he probably is not going to do it this time, although he may do something over in Iran, which I'm a little worried about. He unfortunately, in this least worst scenario, Trump is the better of the two options, because at least our home values will go up under Trump. As for the shooting, it was the sloppiest, worst planned deep state operation I've ever seen, and it means, I think, that the deep state is getting weaker, because they should have been able to put together an operation. But let's look at who's in charge of the deep state. You got Christopher Wray over at the FBI. He cannot do it because he doesn't have any gravitas. He doesn't have any support. He's not a powerful guy there. He's just a money guy to try to get money, 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 money. But he's not, he doesn't have the, he wouldn't be able to order a Trump hit. Not possible. Mayorkas, well, even though he's a dweeby egghead, they did put a really ineffective guy in there. And yes, he could do things like order stand downs. And that's about it. Mallorca has enough. Again, he would have to have Israeli operatives do everything, because he's not going to get too many people in the rank and file of the Homeland Security to pull off something like this. I don't think so. But he can order stand downs. He has denied the Congress the right to interrogate the woman who's in charge of the Secret Service. I've got her name. Again, it doesn't matter what her name is. She's nothing. She's nobody. She's nothing. She's just nothing. She's a diversity hire nothing. Right? But all the Homeland Security people have been nothing. They've all been nothing. She's a particular nothing. So the scenarios that are remaining as to what could have happened, I think I've just nailed it. I think that what happened is that the intelligence agencies don't have an infrastructure in there that could do it. The only groups that could do this would be Israeli intelligence groups. That's it. Because, as we know, Israel could just move around America. Israeli Mossad could drive up to a Trump campaign stop. They could have a van full of Israeli Mossad agents with guns, right? And the police could pull them over and say, "What the fuck is this? Look inside and see a bunch of Israelis with guns." They flash their badge, says Israeli Mossad. That fucking cop or whatever, FBI, CIA says, "Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Go right about your business." That's how the world works. Maybe not in every case. Maybe there would be a rogue officer who would call in and say, "I just pulled over a van full of Israelis, and they all had guns and stuff." And maybe the boss would shit his pants because he's afraid to deal with it. Everybody's afraid to deal because they don't want to be accused of being an anti-Semite. You know, how dare you stop a group? I've said this all the time. If Mossad wanted to get in a van that loaded with canisters of pressurized gas with nozzles attached to the edge of the van, and drive right down Broadway in New York City, spraying a mysterious fog into the street, just spraying and just driving down. And if a cop pulled him over and the guy flashes back and says, "I'm Israeli, get the fuck out of here," the cop would not know what to do. And the cop would feel very, very nervous in doing anything. You know, Israel, that's it. Jew, Jew. You got to do what the Jew tells you to do. This is the United States, don't you know? We do whatever the Jew tells us. That's American. That's the deep state, is Jewish. We do whatever Jews tell us, right? Jews tell us to get into war, we do it. Jews say we want money to kill people, we give them the money. And Jews say our bullshit narrative is much more important than your life. So you have all this retirement money for your aging retirees. We want this money because we have to fight a war. Well, they'll reach right into the pension funds and just give it right to the Jew. If the Jew wants to steal every penny, they're going to give it to you. The Jew says, "You know what? We want every single house so we could sell it. We get money to fight the Palestinians." A politician will propose a new law that says that you got to sell your house and give your money to the Jew because everybody works for Team Jew. Well, I don't work for Team Jew. Never. I'll never take a fucking penny from Team Jew. And I suggest that people that are in the deep state, people that are in the FBI, in the CIA, understand it's now or never. It's do or die. You either protect yourself or yourself and your children and your home value and everything is going down. You're going down. You're going down. We're going down. And it's the Jews are taking us down. They tried to take Trump down. That was a Jewish operation. It was a sloppy operation. And it was a weak one because they didn't even have anybody who could do it. They had to let a 20-year-old jerk kid, crazy kid, go around and walk around and be suspicious and everything for an hour and then go on the rooftop and then, you know, just stand down. So that if that's the best that the deep state can do, well, I hope that Trump comes in and then if that's the strength of the deep state, it'll be a simple matter to get rid of the deep state. Because if the deep state can't even put together an operation better than the one they did on that day in Bethel, Pennsylvania, where they allowed a 20-year-old kid, crazy nutcase kid, to do a sloppy job on their behalf, if that's the best that the deep state could do, then Trump, listen carefully. It's not going to be hard to get rid of him. And Chuck Schumer can go fuck himself with his phrase, "He better be careful because the deep state, because the CIA or the deep state have 6 ways to Sunday to get back at you." No, they can't. No, they can't. I think they're weak. You know, I think they're weak. I think they've been so gutted out by woke ideology and a bunch of people that don't know what they're doing. There's fewer and fewer of these old cold warriors that can even pull this shit off, and the civilian leadership is just concerned about money filling their pockets, and they're not well liked, so they won't be able to assemble a successful team to assassinate Donald Trump. They, judging by this recent attempt, they're weak. They're weak. Let's finish them off. They're fucking the scum of the earth because they're just working for Jew money power. Remember that. All intelligence agencies now are under the control of Jewish money power through the state of Israel, through the Zionist organizations, all civilian leadership that are at the heads of these, except possibly at the CIA. I don't know why I keep excluding this guy from my vitriol. I don't know why I'm so kind to the head of the CIA right now. His name is William, I forgot his name, whatever his name is, but I'm probably wrong about him, and he's probably a piece of shit. But for some reason, I have been giving this guy a free pass. I don't know. I just because I my instinct tells me that he's something a little bit different, but I don't know. I don't know for sure. So, you know, but I think this was there was involvement in the. In that there was deep state involvement, and if that involvement just involved them stepping down, standing down, acquiescing, not doing anything, that's called complicity, that's called collusion, that's called involvement. So my verdict is that this was the sloppiest, sloppiest, weakest deep state operation in the history of the deep state. Good luck.